Hi everyone, it is Marilyn Alori and welcome to Who Can It Be Now? Today I have a guest, Lisa Haleb. Am I saying your last name right?
Caleb.
Haleb. I've known Lisa for years, and this is going to be a really interesting interview because as I was thinking about interviewing her today, I was like, I know Lisa because she's in my programs, but I don't know Lisa. There's a lot I don't know about her. So as many of you know, when I interview people, especially people in my Next Level Living program, they don't know what I'm going to ask them. So they kind of come on a little bit with a fire under their butt. And so we're going to have a lot of fun today talking to Lisa. Lisa's always impressed me. I really got to know her in Soul Finder Academy. And we did a call together, and I don't remember the whole call, and we may go into the story, but where she had a big discovery about herself on the call through an exercise I took her through. And she followed that, and she followed her passion, she followed her heart, and she continued to move forward in her life. She didn't like what I what I'm very impressed with Lisa is she's got a lot going on in her lives, like a lot of us do, and she doesn't allow things to stop her. She continues to work through them. And that's where I really feel a lot of you need to, like a lot of people wait until things are worked out or until I'm healed or until the kitchen's uncluttered or all this kind of stuff. Like right now she's doing some other home repair stuff. We were talking about it. And that stuff can be overwhelming. I get it. But it's not permission to stop living your life or to stop pursuing your goals and your dreams. So we're going to have a great time talking today. And I'm going to be discovering along with you. That's why I like interviewing people, even people I know. And they're like, what can I send you? I'm like, nothing. Just show up because I like to learn as well. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome.
Sorry.
That's okay. Lisa's been talking all morning. So, first thing I want you to tell me, Lisa, is a little bit about who you are today.
That's I feel like that's a big question.
It is a big question. So you could focus on work and what you're doing today in your beautiful office, and we can start there.
Well, I am now an intuitive life coach and energy practitioner. So that's what I use my office for here. Well, as part of that, in addition to seeing clients, I started a practice reading circle. So that's what we were doing this morning, virtually by Zoom. And I have a meditation group as well. But then aside from that, I still have my old job, which I've had for 30 years, and I like it because it's very logical and it sort of fills a niche that energy work. It actually helps me balance the energy work. I love the energy work, but it also sort of takes a lot of energy. And the other work is almost like a I'm going to say relaxing, even though it's not always relaxing, but it uses a different part of my brain, and so I think it's a good combination between the two.
I love that.
Then I've
So,
got my home life, and
right, and then you're a mom and you have a home life and everything. What are you a, what is your other job? I'm curious.
I'm an administrator for medical education at a major medical center around here. And I've been fortunate because over the years I've been able to shift it to a part-time job. I've worked part-time for them for probably over 15 years. So I was in a good place actually when I decided to step into this type of work, the energy work, because I had, well, Before doing the energy work, I volunteered a lot for my kids growing up, and then finally they got old enough, and I stopped volunteering, and that's when this whole part of my life opened up. So it was good timing.
Yeah, and that's really a lot of the people that, as you know, in Next Level Living or that come to me, they find that space in their life, or they're leaving a career, or they're downsizing a career that they've had and loved, and they've moved into something else.
Right.
So I'm so glad that you brought that forward because I didn't know that you were still working at your other job, which I think is great. And I love the fact that you said it balances the energy work. So I'm going to get into more of that with you, but first, I want you to explain what you do as an intuitive life coach because I'd like to know.
Most of it is one-on-one sessions, and I really help people with everyday struggles, I would say. Every day, I mean, losing a parent or a job change. That's not every day, but still it's something that
the everybody mass population, right.
Right. Right. So, and then sometimes some of it is everyday struggles, just, you know, things happen in relationships or, I don't know, you're uncovering parts of yourself and realizing you're ready to let them go, or you've encountered, I don't know, or like you were saying, you've suddenly have, this space in your life and you're wondering how to fill it. So I work with people with those kinds of struggles. My process is, in addition to talking and sort of providing strategies and techniques and perspective, really, a lot of times it's sort of just shifting the perspective, seeing it from a different viewpoint that makes them realize that it is, well, I like to think that all struggles are an opportunity for growth, for learning, for expanding. So that perspective is what I like to bring to the people that I work with. But in addition to that, I have my energy clearing process that is really a pendulum and charts, and it helps me tap into my own intuitive the intuitive messaging that I get, and it guides it and pinpoints it. So I feel like I can really get to the root of whatever the struggle is to, it brings up things when I'm speaking with somebody that lets them, come to the realizations that they wouldn't have come to on their own. You know, a lot of times they'll say, oh, I haven't thought about that in years, or I never looked at it that way, or, oh, now it all makes sense. So I feel like it's a great tool that brings the whole process together. In addition to that, I have a visualization process that I take people through, and that's another way to sort of shift the emotional experience and the perspective around whatever they're going through, and to help release beliefs and stuck emotions. So it's all designed to bring around the shift that just makes life easier and happier for people.
And also clearer. I understand what you're saying, because when I was seeking out therapists, that was the main thing. There are things we're too close to that we can't see in ourselves.
Right.
And there are certain areas in our life, if they're not moving forward, you need to find someone you can trust, like Lisa, to work with uncovering what's not, you know, what is in our way. And an intuitive uncovering session is great to do that. And also, I agree with you. I think it's really important. And people think, like, this is what I want to say to anybody who's listening. If you're stuck on a path and you're not moving forward and the needle hasn't moved forward in quite some time, seek someone out like Lisa to get help, because somebody like her is going to be able to help you to understand what it is that you're not seeing for yourself. So I think that's great. The energy work that you do, did you train in a certain modality, or did you just bring this all together?
you know, initially the visualization process, which to me is, it's intuitively guided. I feel like it's, a lot of it is channeled. So the energy work started there, but then I did do a program, the Soul Intelligence Method with Christine Glein, and that I encountered at first through your interview with her. She's the one that has the method with the pendulum and the charts, and I really feel like that was the missing puzzle piece for my practice. It really brought it all together.
Great. We're going to go more into this, but what I want to know from you is, what started this journey? When did this journey start? Where, and I'm sure it happened when you were a kid, you had an interest in it, but I'm curious as to when things opened up in your life where you were like, you wanted to learn about energy healing or intuition or developing your psychic gifts. Like, tell me a little bit about that.
It has always been something I've been interested over my life. And in my 20s, I can't remember if I came to it on my own, but I moved in with somebody with and this roommate was very interested in all of the metaphysical side of things. I wouldn't call it energy work per se, but she did psychic readings and you know, was sort of interested in all that. And she got me moving on this path more. And then I kind of went through a whole, I'll call it a dark time, even though it wasn't dark for in a bad way. But when I had my kids, because that was like everything stopped. I was so focused on just having kids, which is, you know, an overwhelming part of life anyway. Anyway, so I really got pulled away from all of this until I stopped volunteering for my kids. And I had that, and actually what happened was, it wasn't so much that the volunteer opportunity stopped, because they never do, you know, it was more a decision of, I knew something was missing. Like there was just nothing fulfilling. And I thought, I have to stop and make time for something. And I don't even know what, but I went to see a psychic reader, and she said, I don't know, just read Wayne Dyer or something, who I was familiar with. But anyway, so something about, so, you know, I was reading him and kind of just getting back into exploring all of that. And then I had the idea to start the meditation group, and so that sort of grew, and then I found you, and it sort of just kept growing from there. So
something really important that you said that I want to highlight, besides the other stuff, is that you had space in your life and you knew you needed something, so you started seeking it out.
Right.
And so I think like a lot of people need to do that, and they're not doing that. They're not seeking it out, or they're not taking action. What made you, what was like, what do you feel like was going on in your own feelings, your own experiences, where you were like, I need something different. I need something else. And you didn't know where you were headed, but you just started seeking stuff out. Like, I know that's an odd question. Do you have an answer to that?
I do, actually. Yeah. Because I can tell you that I just felt, I'll say dead inside, but I don't want that to sound like, you know, I mean, I had a very full life. I have a great husband, and my kids are wonderful. And, you know, I've got other activities in my life. So I had stuff, but nothing was like hitting the mark. It just still felt empty.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though I had been so into this kind of thing younger, when I was younger, it had sort of like totally slipped off my radar, and bring it back around. It was like, oh yeah, this is really fun.
I think the other thing too that happens is you have this full life, but it becomes part of the norm. So it's like, although you love it and you love your husband, you love your kids, you love your life, but you feel that missing piece, that passion, there's something else that's calling you.
Right.
And then seeking that out is so good. I think it's great. And then here's the other thing. You had no idea where it was going to take you, right? You were just like, I'm curious. Is that correct?
Right. Oh yeah. I never had any idea of certainly no idea of starting a business or being in a position to help others, you know, to use this to help other people. I think that's just kind of amazing. But I would say the first thing that happened, other that, you know, that kind of went beyond, oh, let me just sort of explore this interest, is coming across the idea that people can learn, you know, intuitive abilities or psychic abilities, that sure, plenty of people are born with it, but if you're not born with, you know, with fully knowing, you can still develop it. So that was like the first thing that I actively pursued, that I would say was beyond sort of just, you know, general, oh, that's kind of interesting, let me just read about it. You know, that was the first thing I was really trying to learn.
Yeah. So that's a belief system out there that, but especially because we're around the same age, you know, if you weren't born with it, you didn't have it. If it didn't run in your family, you didn't have it. And it's something that, you know, I talk about quite a bit that I call bullshit on, because I believe even if you didn't think you had it and you can develop it, you actually did have it. I think we're right. all born into the possibilities of these gifts. So I'm so glad that that hit you and you moved forward. And you also had I think anytime we have an interest in something, we actually have the gift.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So,
I love that. Okay. So tell me now at the moment, I'm going to like mess with Lisa a little bit. So just be prepared. Do you love what you're doing now?
I 100% love this work that I'm doing, the intuitive work. I'm assuming you meant that. Do you mean my other job?
Yes. Okay. The intuitive work.
Yeah. Oh,
I talked about feeling a little empty. So I'm curious how you're feeling now, you know?
Like a 180 degree difference. Like, you know, I don't feel any emptiness at all. And it's just very exciting to be able to help people like this. And, it, you know, I always feel like it sounds a little weird. I love what I do, you know, and I sort of what I do is sort of dependent on somebody struggling, you know, so, which is a little, that's not to say that I enjoy other people's struggles, but it is really cool to, you know, to take them along to that aha moment or to like, you know, seeing the impact in their life. That's just really cool. And the other thing that I totally love with this, the soul intelligence method, you know, with the pendulum and the charts is how accurate it is. It's weirdly accurate how it'll bring up things, especially, I mean, I'm able to, I'm going to say it almost like, it's almost like it talks to me in a way. It really has expanded on my intuitive skills and what I'm able to interpret it from it is just always so on target. It amazes me, you know. It usually amazes the person I'm working with too, but I'm always like, oh yeah, that just so fits. So I love puzzles and I feel like working with people this way and it's really like solving a puzzle.
So. I love that. And I'm having an aha moment just talking to you because we talk about how everybody's a unique brand, you know, and we talk right. about that in NLL. And your humble energy and your authenticity and your honesty and you're not putting on airs of I'm this, I'm that, you're being on the journey with these people is what makes you really special to work with. So it's kind Thanks. Of, you're welcome. It's kind of beautiful. This is why I like not knowing the questions because your true side comes out and there's people out there that need to work with somebody like you who are going to feel really held in that space.
Right.
Instead of going to somebody who has a bunch of ego or whatever may be the story, you know? So that's beautiful. I love it. I don't want you to ever lose that.
No, thanks. Okay.
Which is great. How did your family react to you opening up to this part of your life?
That's a really interesting question because, well, I'll talk about my immediate family first. Well,
yeah.
It's an interesting question because my family that I grew up with isn't touchy-feely in that way. Like we don't talk about, you know, deep feelings. We love each other. We have a very good family bond. And so it's good, but it's also not, you know, we don't communicate on this level. So that's been sort of uncomfortable for me. And I think it's just my own discomfort. It's not because they've done or said anything, but it's just made me more hesitant to sort of come out in that way to them. But with my immediate family, my husband, he's totally supportive. He's not really into this, but he's like, you know, glad you have something that's, you know, working for you. And so that's good. My daughter is very into this and she lets me work with her all the time. So that's great. And then my sons are probably a little more like my husband. They're sort of, you know, like they are very supportive. They're like, that's great that you're doing this. And I see that it's good for you. It's good for other people. So anyway, it's a supportive environment, I would say.
It's kind of nice because it's almost like what you talked about work too. It's like the practical work, like your husband and sons
yeah.
and your energy work. And I always think like when people talk to me about dating, I'm like, especially when I was being shopped around for my TV show, they were like, don't you find any like psychics or mediums in the groups that you go into? And I'm like, have you seen, I'm sorry, no. Like, I don't want that kind of guy. Like those guys are great for other people. Not for me. I want the very practical, grounded cowboy, you know, that kind of masculine energy in my life. So, and I'm not saying that's the way your husband and son are,
but that makes sense, right? Like because it's a good balance.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I also like,
go ahead.
No, you go first.
So I was going to say, I feel like in a lot of ways, my role is sort of to bridge that gap between the, you know, the energy side of the world and the totally practical side as well. You know, that's sort of, unfortunately disconnected too much from the energy side, but still, needs that connection.
And you're talking about with clients, like you feel
I'm
like
talking about with clients.
Yeah. Because they're living probably too dominant in one side or not, you know, or, and learning how to meld the two in order to like, to shift.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. And I understand the family too dynamic that even, you know, it's these people have known you since you were a little girl and then you come out with this new identity.
Yeah, that's really it.
And we've been talking about identity yesterday.
I know, I was just thinking that.
Next Level Living yesterday, I'm going to do a podcast about it. We were talking about how you have to become the new identity to in order to become the expert in what you're doing. So, and I'm like you, Lisa, I feel like we're a lot of practical where I don't need to wear my, people call it a freak flag. I don't even call it any of that stuff, but I don't need to go out there like shouting from the rooftops what I do. I can meld into any kind of group. And I feel like you're probably the same way.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Yeah.
Now, do people at work know what you do?
I'm going to say no. I mean, my direct boss knows that I'm a life coach.
Right. That's the easiest way to explain
it. That's
about it. That's how I explain it on the tennis court. I'm a life coach.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. So what are you wanting to do as you move further into this business? Well, no, let's talk about this first before we do that. Talk about the initiating moment when you discovered who you are in this type of business now. So you had a moment with me. And the reason why I want to bring this up is because you very clearly stated that you started seeking something out that interested you without an end result in mind. You had no idea that you were going to be doing what you're doing. And that's the same way that I came upon my career too. And I think a lot of people don't start something because they don't know where it's headed. And I feel like if you just start with curiosity and playing and creativity and things that interest you, it takes you to places you had no idea you were going to be, which is where you are today, correct?
Right.
So I think you had an idea, a concept, what you were working on. Talk a little bit about that, about how it all shifted and fell into place.
Yeah, I mean, I can't totally remember what order things sort of came together, but I do remember, you know, in my interest, you know, pursuing my interest, I joined some groups and just in talking to other people, I remember people saying things like, oh, I wish I knew that when, you know, when I was 20, or, you know, I wish I had learned that 10 years ago, so I didn't have to live through the hard way, you know, anyway, it was, you know, just that concept of there was an easier way and I wish I knew about it, you know, and I just remember talking with somebody one time and one of us said, oh yeah, somebody should teach this to young people. I mean, wouldn't that have been great to, you know, have gone through, you know, the last 30 years having this information instead of finding it out now and having all the struggle before. But anyway, so we were having that conversation and I just remember thinking, well, I could teach that. So I put together a class for young people and ended up, just because of the way things worked out, I had a class at our local teen center and it was the people that came were too young. It was like early teens, you know, and this was really in my head, something geared more for late teens, young, you know, young 20s, something like, you know, people just starting out, figuring out where they were going. So that wasn't the right age group. But as it turned out, it sort of, it morphed from there. And I think that was where, when I had that session with you, and what I remember coming up from that was just that concept of forget about the age group, but I have a toolbox. I remember you using the word toolbox, which is true. I feel like I have that, a collection of strategies and techniques that I can teach people and that I can use to guide people to help them learn some of these things that, they otherwise learn the hard way, meaning
right.
through some struggle in life. And then I can't remember. It's things just keep evolving. And I can't remember exactly how it all came together. Somewhere along the way, I decided to try doing psychic readings, testing my skills. And that was another thing I got from one of your programs from Soul Finder Academy was being able to connect with people who were willing to let me do readings. And they were sort of in this world, so it was easy for me to, kind of come out that way to them. I didn't have to just try to find people among my own circle who would be willing to, give me that chance. So that helped me build up my confidence but my whole approach, I honestly can't even say how it came together because it's been constantly evolving. And even as I've worked with different people, I feel like I work with, I don't know, just something about working with different people has made it evolve too, as I sort of refine what I like to do, what seems to work best. So now I feel like I'm in a good place with my approach and I feel pretty comfortable with where I'm at right now.
Yeah. I think what I like about that answer, besides the whole answer, if I recall, because there's something in there that's really important. What I recall that call, and I remember you not seeing something you were so clearly gifted to do.
I remember, yes. Thank you. I meant to say this. Which is that I remember thinking how I'm not in a good position to be a teacher because I've never been through like major trauma in my life. I've been very fortunate that way, and I feel like, what do I have to offer? But what you pointed out to me was that just going through life and using the tools that I have, the things that I've learned on my own is something to offer.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really gave me the confidence to think, wow, okay, I can really do something with this.
Yeah. And the other, thank you for sharing that. What I also love that you shared is the evolution of it all.
Yeah.
See, it's very hard, and this is what we're working on in Next Level Living, and it's very hard to describe what we do because we're a unique brand.
Right.
And you described it well in the sense of, people come to you with struggles and you're able to intuit as well as use your techniques and tools to offer them solutions and other ways of seeing the world so they can shift and change and grow and expand and heal, which is wonderful. And then what I love that you bring to that as your brand is I love the fact, and forgive me, I'm so happy you didn't have a lot of trauma. I love the fact that you didn't, because you're still able to hold compassion for people who have. Not everybody can.
Right, right.
And I think that sometimes that's a better place to be than to, because I had a lot of trauma, than being with somebody who's had a lot of trauma, because sometimes they project onto your sessions and stuff.
Right. That's true. Right.
And I've had that experience with therapists and stuff. So I think that's great. And then the other thing that you said that's really important that I want people to hear is the evolution of it all. And if we don't get started and if we don't start doing things, we can't possibly see the next step.
Right.
Or what the, I know you're saying this, Lisa, and tell me more about this, like whatever you want to say. But there's information even in the people that come to you that you learn something else.
Yes, exactly. When you were talking about therapists, projecting their trauma back onto their client, while I don't do that because I don't have the trauma, I do feel like every client that I work with reflects something back to me, and I have a lot of I needed that information too. And so which is another really cool part of the process, I think.
Yeah. Did I cut you off?
No.
Yeah, because that's another thing that I talk about with readings. It's like somebody's holding up a mirror, and as long as you don't, you're able to like take in that information and not, you're like, oh yeah, I needed that too. That's great.
Right.
So
Right.
what is it in your business right now? You have Lisa's website is thelightedpathway.com, thelightedpathway.com, and it'll be in the show notes, but it's lighted, like past tense, thelighted, LIGHTED pathway.com. What made you come up with that title for your website?
You know, the whole business setup has also been an evolution.
Yes, I know. That's why we're adding more of it in NLL.
Yeah. I don't know. Early on when I thought, oh, I might be able to make a business of this, I thought, okay, I should get my domain. I should just get my domain. And
everybody's
I sat
like
down
that.
One day and it's just what came to me. And I thought, oh, I love that. Okay, I'm going to get it. So unfortunately it was available. I think I had some slight variation on it, but that wasn't available as a domain, but thelightedpathway.com was available. So
funny how that happens. I recently, cause you know, we were talking about the new guidance system and I'm like, oh, I got to buy that URL. I got to buy that URL. And I looked for it and it wasn't available. And then I'm like, and then I went to my website and I'm like, wait, I own it. That's why it's not available. I already bought it. I bought it like a year ago. So that's great. It's such a great thing. So tell us, like you have on your website, enjoy a session. I love that you write enjoy a session. That is such great marketing right there.
Oh, good. Okay. I was just
No, I love it. Enjoy a session. Make your life feel easier and happier in person or by Zoom. And you can already tell everyone that by listening to Lisa, you feel good just by being in her energy. And she's always like this. Lisa's not putting on any airs. I met Lisa. She drove to meet us at the retreat. And it was so great to meet you in person and be able to hug you. And she is like this in person. You're just full of love and joy. Tell us what a session's like with you. Because you have different things here, like support and guidance. You already said a bit about it, but do they work with you one-on-one, just one time? Do you find it's better if they work over a period of time? Like how does it work?
I've had some of both, long-term one time and just sort of shorter time. I really like working with somebody at least a few times. I feel like one time I'm just kind of getting into the meat of things and then it's over, you know? But also the long-term one is also, I think, fascinating because, when I feel like, okay, well, I guess we've addressed what you came here for, but then, you know, there's something else that comes up. So then, okay, well, there's more to talk about then, but the initial struggle has been resolved. So that's kind of good. So when I meet with somebody, we'll talk for a little bit and I'll, so I have a better understanding where they're coming from. And then I usually take them through a visualization to, for both of us to drop in and sort of connect energetically. And, depending on what's going on with them, I have it's part of the visualization to, get more familiar with whatever emotions are coming up and sort of work to shift them in that moment, or to see them in a new perspective. And it's to bring about a more positive association, with the experience. So sometimes that's the key. It's sort of, I sort of go by whatever's coming up in the session and what I'm feeling. I work empathically, so I can often have a good sense of where we need to go, whether it's one approach or the other. So anyway, I'll always do some kind of, you know, relaxation visualization just to set that up. And then I'll usually do the energy clearing process. And although I know you had Dashka on as your guest recently, and she uses the same approach, but with her line of work, which is different than what I do. And when she does her soul intelligence method work, it's part of the whole relaxing clearing process that she does. But for me, I ask people questions as depending on what comes up and we talk. So it's relaxing, but it's also not like you're laying there, you know, just relaxing the whole time. You're sort of
they're participating.
Sorry, what?
They're participating.
They're participating, right? Yeah, right. So it's not that you get to like a massage, just kind of, you know, check into your own your own thoughts for the hour. It's usually more back and forth conversation.
Do you do that in the guided visualization as well, or are you just guiding them, or do you ask them questions during the guided visualization so they're participating?
It's more participatory. I would say not in a way that brings them out of it, but I do ask questions, or I ask them to visualize one thing and ask if, you know, are they able to visualize that? Can they tweak it? What can they talk to it? It's very similar to to what you guide us through, the meditations that you take us through. Similar process, but
well, I feel like, and I can't speak to everybody's modality because it's what speaks to the person, but for me personally, I like the co-creation in it, because then you become powerful in it. So what other people, it depends on what people are coming through. So I love this. So if you go to her website, thelightedpathway.com, and you hit enjoy a session with me, which enjoy a session, I just freaking love that. It's going to tell you, and then I was looking at her pricing. And I got to say, so this is the reason why I'm doing this, not only so that people could get a feel for the people that are in my community, because we're very, very, I feel a very high consciousness community in Next Level Living. And I'm also kind of picky about who gets in, and it doesn't mean that you can't get in. It's just, we want to make sure you're in the right place for to be in there, so you're not wasting time. And, but part of the reason I'm doing these interviews too, is because I'm very picky about who I hire and who I recommend. And I want my community to have people that they can really trust and hire. So, and also, you know, so Lisa, I would definitely go to her website and I would try a session with her if you feel it works for you. And when you go on, you're going to be able to help fill out a contact form. It'll tell you exactly what to do. And you can go see her pricing, which I think we're going to be talking about, Lisa, because we're probably going to up those prices. So get in with Lisa now. They're great prices, by the way. I don't think you're undervaluing what you're doing. I think that pricing is something that people struggle with. I think they're really, really good, but I can tell by where you're going and the work you're doing, there's going to be, you know, you're going to be charging more. So, but I just want people to know, like, I just think there's such value in that, right? Cause like people come and ask me for a reading. It's like $750 to $1,000 for 50 minutes. I don't personally, some of that pricing is because I don't want you coming to me. There's other people that are great, right? And if I'm going to do it, it's going to cost that much. So I'm so grateful that I can bring people like you and Dashka and Monique and different people from NLL into my community so that they have people of value to go to and they get, you know, really incredible work. So I love that. So I'm happy with you with that. And then the other thing, learn with me, tell me what that is.
That was really growing out of, well, of my original plan, which was to sort of teach classes about this. You know, the funny thing, so originally I had focused on young people. I've sort of shifted to, well, I don't have any particular age bracket, but it seems that I work more with people my age than with young people. But the funny thing is that when I was still thinking, okay, I'm going to teach or you know, lecture or whatever, I had like three different speaking engagements set up, totally unrelated venues and organizations and whatever, and all three of them fell apart for totally unrelated reasons again. And after that, it was when I sort of shifted more to one-on-one consultations and I haven't really gone back to the teaching, but I am available. If
well, I also think that, yeah. Is this something that would be good for high school students that are about to graduate?
I think, let me say it would be great for college students who are about to graduate. High school, maybe. It sort of depends. Although I can tell you, my youngest son is graduated high school last year, and he turned out to be a great candidate for some of this.
Yeah, and it's funny. I was going to say college too. So it's like, because I feel like this is something that you still will develop, and you can bring to organizations like colleges and stuff, because it's managing right. challenging emotions, spot the warning signs, increase in your life positive emotions. So I think this is something that's also good for moms who may be worried about their kids. Right. It's a great thing to reach out to you and find out what this is to help them. Because I get that a lot with a lot of moms who are like, you know, afraid with their kids. You know, it's a confusing time.
It's a very confusing time. And especially for young people. I mean, you know, you know, my daughter has some anxiety, and my dad, I remember, was saying, so why, you know, what is the big issue? You know, and one of the things that, you know, she mentioned is, well, you know, I grew up with gun violence. I mean, not in our neighborhood,
but not even that. It's known.
But, you know, every school kid has to go through gun safety drills, you know, so, and that's just one little thing. And then there's, you know, global warming, and there's all, you know, all the new stuff that seeps into the collective consciousness. So even if they're not actively paying attention to news or whatever, it still infiltrates their you know, their experience, and they almost can't help but absorb it unless they're actively able or familiar with how to you know, let go of that energy. And for somebody like my daughter, who's very empathic, she's like a sponge, you know. So anyway, I think it's great for young people.
I do. I agree with you. And even teaching a parent how to navigate a child who's going through that, you know, a college child who's going through that, because they're dealing with social media. There's many things they're dealing with. And, you know, I think you and I are around the same age, or you might be younger than me.
Yeah. I think
you're
younger than me. I think we're within a year. Yeah.
I remember in grammar school having to like hide under, you know, being afraid that Russia was going to attack. Like that was what it was when we
right.
were
right.
the nuclear wars and drills going onto the desks and stuff. So I can't even imagine with the input we have today with social media and everything, how much that would increase my anxiety as a child. Like it would have been really bad for me. So I get it.
Yeah.
That's great that you still have this available. So if anybody's interested in that, they can go and just contact Lisa and ask her more about this. I feel like this is something you're going to develop more, Lisa. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I'm just going to
do that. I trust your intuition. So.
and it doesn't have to be right now, but it might be just something you'll see. Great. So is there any other place that you hang out that and she also has her resources on here, which just go check out her website, thelightedpathway.com. Is there some social media places that you hang out that people can follow you on?
I do have a Facebook page. I have I have my personal page, but also the business page, which is a little different from in the Facebook world from an individual page that's used for business purposes. This is like literally a business page. So
it's the Lighted Pathway, right?
But it's the Lighted Pathway again. Yeah, I honestly don't do a lot on social media. And I know you do a lot, and you might be wondering why not. And it's really, I would say the thing that drives me crazy about social media is you post something and then you have to go back and you have to interact with it again. And you have to, and it's not that I don't want to interact with people, but I would like to like have a DM conversation rather than revisit a post that I did before, you know, and check to see, did somebody's comment? Do I need to follow up? You know, that's sort of just.
Well, what you could do, that doesn't bother me actually, but what you can do is always do a post and ask people to DM you.
Yeah. Right.
And do it that way. Because if you want more high touch like that, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you don't want to keep interacting with a post, I think it's good to know how you want to run your business and how you want to communicate with clients. Right. But and then you have to know how you're going to bring in clients, lead generation, and yours right now, I'm assuming is a lot of word of mouth. Is that correct?
Right.
Which is great. I mean, my business was word of mouth in the beginning, and it's what it was for a long time because social media wasn't around when I was doing it, and it was great. Right. Good. I don't have an issue with you with that because I can tell it's not a limiting belief. It's just how you feel about it. It's just something that's not resonating with you right now.
Right. Exactly.
Good. So then if they wanted, you can join her email list and you can contact Lisa at thelightedpathway.com. Is there anything else you would like us to know, Lisa?
Well, two other things that I'm working on. One is I have a friend who is a mind body coach. She works through hiking. She leads sort of I forget what she calls it, mindfulness hikes, something like that. but she has been organizing short retreat trips. So she's going to Big Bear by us in June, and then in the fall we're going to Zion. So anyway, I'm not doing her Big Bear trip, I'm doing her Zion trip, and we're working together with that to offer both our services to the group, and we're sort of just in the planning stages of that, but that's something that we're working on building out, offering more retreat type I don't know, gatherings or
That's
I'm not even sure what to call it yet. And then the other thing is with two of the other people that I went through the soul intelligence training with, we are starting to do business and organization clearings. So for larger businesses, not so much for a small business, which I think we can, any of us can clear individually. But as a team, it's really fun and really cool because we'll get the information about whatever the organization is. And then, sort of divide up the angles that we're going to take for the energy clearing. And what's interesting is that even though we're connected, we're at different parts of the country. So we're connected by Zoom, but we are doing our own part, and we'll sort of talk as we do it. And we come up with the same things, even though we're nowhere connected, you know, geographically. So it's really cool that way. And the energy clearing part is just an interesting concept in general. When I use it, I use it sort of as a springboard for coaching, but in this circumstance, we're clearing out, just stuck like the energy cloud that sits there. In a company, it could be because the energy coming from the leadership is, you know, sending out a certain vibe to the employees or to the product line, even. Sometimes the building itself that they're in, the physical location, has some kind of energetic impact. And so when we do this clearing, it's really interesting what comes up. We've also done like family unit clearings like that, where you know, if there's a lot of members of a family that have big stuff going on, and then, you know, or there's relationship issues. So there's that, you know, that energy cloud again, that exists between the members of the family. And sometimes something that happened a long time ago, the energy stays stuck in there, and it still influences people in a subtle but impactful way. So we work to clear that kind of thing out and clear the house and the pets. And so it's really kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think that's both important. I did businesses early on, so I know that that's really important, and it really can help the flow and the ease and so much, and even just get things going. It depends on how you do it. But and then the family, I think that is super important, because that energy really can get stuck in the family dynamics. It's like work too, because work becomes like another family space, right?
Right.
But that energy can get really stuck, and you don't know why you're still being affected by something, but it has a lasting, lingering effect. So that's cool.
Yeah. So it's anyway. So it's really fun.
So to get, go ahead. No, you go.
Oh, and just for the energy clearing part, I did start offering just a recorded 15-minute energy clearing where I'll get the topic from the person, do a little quick 15-minute thing and send it to them, which is different than you know, is getting to sit with somebody and get the feedback that further drives the progress of whatever we're working through. But it is kind of it's a good way to get to know what the technique is like and what working with me is like. It's sort of just a a little sampler.
Yeah, and some people, I see it's like $25 right now.
Yeah.
So run there now, just in case when you're listening to this, it might be different. But I do think that that's important, because a lot of times I hear from people, you know, they're stuck in some type of energy and they need a quick energy clearing in order to move to the next thing.
Right.
I think that's great. So they do get a taste of you, but they also get the opportunity to clear some energy, which is wonderful.
Right. Yeah. And if they don't have time for
a session,
if they're not ready to make time for themselves for a whole session, or they just can't for other reasons. Yeah. Then there's that option. So
that's great. Okay. TheLightedPathway.com. And you will get to meet Lisa, and you can sign up on her newsletter list so that you can find out about her retreat in Zion. She's got so many things going on, and plus she's just a beautiful soul. So I want you to learn about her and follow her. Thank you, Lisa. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for having me on this.
You're welcome. You're welcome. See, it wasn't as bad as you like.
I know it wasn't. I kept thinking Marilyn is a really good interviewer. I know that she said she's going to make me feel comfortable. I'm trusting that.
She's like, I think
you did. So thank you.
You're welcome. One of your messages to me was like, all right, I'll just show up. You know, I'll just show up. Well, thank you for doing that. Cause I really like learning about you through this technique too, instead of having prefabricated questions.
Right. Yeah.
It allows us to have an actual conversation, and it allows me to touch on things that we wouldn't like. You revealed a lot that I think is going to be very helpful for people, especially the fact of, if I was going to pull a theme out of this conversation, besides everything that you're doing, but looking at your own business that is evolving. Now you're evolving to corporations, you're evolving to retreats, you're evolving to family units, which is so brilliant. I've never heard about that, you know, and it's, you wouldn't have known this had you not decided to take a step and start pursuing something of interest.
Right. And I could never have imagined, you know, you're always telling us, you know, take the brackets off of your dreams, but because I never in a million years could have imagined this. I mean, I didn't even know that this kind of thing existed. And even a year ago, I wouldn't have imagined, okay, well, I might do these team clearings with, you know, with my friends and, you know, I mean, because I do it with friends, they're co-practitioners, but also friends. It's just really fun. It's, I mean, none of this feels like work. It's just fun.
Yeah. That's a big one. Doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
No. Oh, thanks.
And even my clients, I have to say that I, you know, I put it out there that I only want to work with people that I really love. And that's who comes to me. I'm just very, you know, I, especially when you're in somebody's energy, you know, it's, I want to be in good energy. So that's everybody.
Yeah. Got. Even if they're coming to you with depression or anxiety or something, it's the type of person that wants to work or wants to clear.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can feel their underlying energy. I can feel what their, you know, their baseline is. So, I just love that.
I love that. Good for you. All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Everyone, go check her out at thelightedpathway.com. And remember to rate, review, subscribe, share this podcast. I really want to get this information out into more and more people. I'm very passionate about helping people to discover their truth and, like Lisa, and uncover these layers inside of you, these gifts inside of you. We all have them. Lisa knows this about me, and everybody in Next Level Living is like this. Nobody sits out and is like, I'm an expert. Look at me. We all like share in this communal space of it, seeing each other and also seeing ourselves. And it's really important that you see yourself and you see the gifts that you have, and you uncover them and go through that, like what Lisa talked about, that evolution, when you really take a chance on yourself, you know. And working with somebody like Lisa is great because she can mirror back to you maybe something you're not seeing, some amazing gift that you need to uncover. And then you get to go out on the journey with that gift and you get to uncover so much more. It's so beautiful, like spirit showing me, like clearing leaves away off the path and, you know, finding beautiful things, beautiful golden nuggets underneath the surface. So I really hope that you take that journey and that you continue to listen and share it with people who you feel are not seeing the beauty inside of themselves, the light inside of themselves. I really feel like this podcast can help. And then we all know my tagline. Who can it be now? It's you. It's always you.